Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Now, here comes nothing more but great songs from across the West Country carnivals. This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge on Tone FM. The Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge is brought to you in partnership with the Shrubbery Hotel Ilminster. With 24 bedrooms, dedicated meeting rooms, restaurants and ballroom, we are the perfect venue to host your next event, large or small, including weddings, celebrations and conferences. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Evening, how you doing? It's Taunton calling.
Welcome to Wonderland.
Yes, good evening. Welcome along to the Carnival Hour here on Tone FM. From 6 until 7, we play you the finest tunes for the West Country Carnivals back to back. And you may think, oh, he's changed the music in the background. Yeah, that's because I do have a gremlin in the house tonight. Yes, Bill Bevan from Sedgemoor FM, he is here with me. You can say hello now.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well done for inadvertently playing a piece of gremlin stage music at the start of the hour there.
Only a carnival nerd like you may know that, mind you.
It's due to the unique way we plan our shows, Jeff.
You say we plan shows?
Sometimes.
Yes, Bill is here with me, presenter of the carnival show on Sedgemoor FM, and also a gremlin from Bridgewater, so hence why I played the music in the background for you. We've got loads on the show for you today. We'll have your carnival rewind in a couple of tracks time. We'll also have your carnival birthdays. If you're celebrating your birthday this coming week, hopefully I have you on the list. We'll also have your what's-ons if I get a chance to do them. I normally run out of time, but I'll try and squeeze them in if I can. So, Bill, I think we should play a couple of carnival tunes and then we'll come back and have a chat and also do the carnival rewind. What do you reckon?
I reckon we're going to end up talking about bingo at some point in the hour.
Oh, please, don't swear. Please don't.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces. Since you left me, I just said goodbye. I'm the pieces.
Carnival from across the West Country. This is the Carnival Hour on Tone FM.
6 centuries ago, 6 centuries ago, the last visitor from Earth entered my world. Now it's your turn to feel that pain. The gates are open.
I never thought I'd say it, but actually Bill Bevan is dancing in the studio, and we're going to explain why in a few minutes. raving here this on a Sunday. Yeah, but she's my young at heart and Pilgrims.
20 years ago.
Now, you were on that cart, weren't you, Bill?
I was on that cart and I designed it for my sins. It was a cart called Satanic.
Okay. And tell us a little bit more about that entry, because it was quite funny, you dancing away to that in the studio, and you went, oh my word, you're playing that, why are you playing this? I went, because you were on it.
Well, not exactly my favourite piece of carnival music over the years, that one, but I designed the cart, but I didn't pick the music. But it was a bit of a gothic theme. It's probably the nearest that I got to a gothic period in my misspent youth, that one.
So when you say you were gothic, what made it different then with yourself?
With me, well, I had jet black hair that year. I had hair, a full head of hair, and it was jet black as well. And I got stood on a platform on the front of the generator trailer that you could actually collapse between carnivals, so that was something to panic about.
Well, most carts tend to collapse during carnivals, don't they?
Depends who's been on the end of the world, normally.
Exactly. Mr. Bennett probably, so probably would have broken one neck.
I couldn't possibly comment.
He does help you out from time to time, doesn't he?
What, with welding?
Yeah.
No. No, he just comes in for a natter, a few custard creams, have a look at the always detailed cart design that we've got on the wall, which is normally a scrap of wood with a doodle on it. And
no, I don't believe that. I expect with Gremlins, they've got a full CAD design and you're following it by the millimetre now in Gremlins.
Absolutely not. No. I mean, people just generally don't believe it. I mean, all right, we've got certain designs that we have. People do a sort of a concept design, but when it comes to a full 100-foot CAD drawing with everything down to the last millimetre, I've been involved with the club 20 years, I've not seen one yet.
Regarding the artwork on the car, because you actually get involved quite heavily with the artwork and the painting, don't you?
Yeah.
So tell me, do you spray it or do you paint it, or how do you go about actually creating the artwork on your entry?
It's kind of evolved over the years, getting a bit nerdy. I mean, we used to do everything in gloss years ago. I'm sure you can remember the gloss days.
Yes, I'm that old. Yes, thank
16,
you.
Yeah, sorry about that. But 16 hours for anything to dry. That's before you do it in a damp tin shed in October. And we used to try and spray gloss, but it really, you know, spraying oil-based onto oil-based, it just didn't have it. So, I mean, Gremlins, we've used acrylic paint for about the last 15 years now. We tend to hand paint all of that on as a base coat, then it gets sprayed. But from time to time, we also do a little bit of wet-on-wet blending, which is a little bit of copying the Griffins, because all of their sort of artwork has always been wet-on-wet, painted with a brush and blended.
So did you learn that when you went out to the pageant cart, when you were helping out with Griffins then, or...?
No, bizarrely, I learnt it off of a guy who was... he's still in Weston's Oil and Nail, but we were in Carnival for that cart, we just played the music for, and he used to help Bill and Rick build pantomimes for Puritan Panto, so I kind of learnt it third hand from the Richards twins.
Yeah.
And the last time I did it in any sort of massive quantity on the cart was 2019 for the Kraken. All the tentacles were done like it, just to make them stand out a little bit more than all the sprayed cart we had around it.
Ah, interesting. Right, well, it's come to that time of the show where we have to do the Carnival Rewind. Now, you're familiar with the Rewind, aren't you, Bill?
Oh, I'm going to nerd out on this one.
I know.
Great.
Basically, we're going to be playing you a Carnival piece of music, but we're going to be playing it backwards. If you know what the answer is, send us a message via WhatsApp, 01823 28 66 88. Or you can also send us a message via the brand new Tone FM app as well. Ooh. As we play our Carnival Rewind. I think it's safe to say that we've gone pretty much back in time with Carnival on that one, Bill, don't you, tonight?
Ooh, right back to the golden era, dare I say it.
Yeah, when the music was enjoyable, I think.
Bit of cheese, you can't beat a bit of cheese, can you? It always gets you going, gets the crowd going, everyone has a ball, what more could you want?
Exactly. Well, if you know what the answer is, send us a message via WhatsApp, 01823 28 66 88, or you can message us through the brand new Tone FM app, which is free of charge from your Google or your App Store. Now, you're speaking of cheese... I've got the perfect track for you, Bill.
Oh, go on.
Taunton's 107.8.
Tone FM. The Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster is the perfect venue for your next party. Whatever you're celebrating, from a family christening to a wondrous wedding or retirement party, we have a choice of function rooms, and with 24 ensuite bedrooms, guests can combine their visit with an overnight stay. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Taunton's 107.8. Tone FM.
Well, what is it you want?
We want a shrubbery!
A what?
But no one seemed to
Now, there's a very good reason why I played that track. Boney M and Painter Man here on Tone FM on your Carnival Hour for your Sunday evening from 6 till 7. So the music in the background means it's our Carnival Birthdays time. And the reason we played that was because today it is Gary Lawrence's 50th birthday. So happy birthday to you, Gary.
Hooray! Happy birthday, Gary.
I can't believe he's 50.
I know.
Yeah, and he looks all a day over the 30, doesn't he?
Wow. He's had a difficult paper round, hasn't he?
He certainly had a difficult time at the moment. So, happy birthday for last week. We've had a late birthday come in for Ben Pym. It was his birthday on Wednesday from the Oasis Carnival Club. So, happy birthday to you. Also, Monday, it'll be Liz Mapstone from the Ramblers Carnival Club. Also, Paul Britton and Luke Ollis on Wednesday. We've got loads of birthdays on Wednesday. Lisa Kappa, happy birthday to you from Grant and also Ella. Neil Perrett from the Gremlins Carnival Club, one of your lot.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, and also Steve Westy, it's his birthday on Wednesday.
Yeah, we don't really count that in years anymore, more sort of millennia.
Should have played Go-Go Joseph for India, shouldn't
I? Absolutely.
Also, Helen from the Nunsford Nutters, also known as Mother Hen, apparently. Edward Hellier from The Next Generations, and on Wednesday it'll be Simon Skinny Day from The Masqueraders, Ollie Watts from the Gorgons Carnival Club, Ella O'Neill from The Globe, Nigel Davey from The Marketeers, Sean Attio from The Masqueraders, Zena Shepherd from Mendipvale Carnival Club, and also Ben Ollis.
Breathe, Jeff, breathe.
I know, there's loads of birthdays this week.
We can do this.
John Sweet, that was in Domino Carnival Club, now, of course, from the Zemmer Carnival Club. And on Saturday, it'll be Karen Atkins from the Aliens, Jess Shelley from the Glastonbury Committee, and also Anthony Streets, a.k.a. the Joker, from the Wessex Grand Prix Committee. Lots of birthdays this week.
Loads of birthdays over the next week. Have a great day if it's your special day coming up.
Don't forget, if you have a birthday for us for next week, just send us an email, carnival@tonefm.co.uk. Now, Bill, I have to admit, last year's standard of entries was superb, I thought. What did you think of last year's entries?
I think a lot of people were getting, dare I say it, it's something that happens all the time, but carnival folk have a tendency to be a bit pessimistic, don't they? And it wasn't looking too clever this time last year. People were saying, oh, with the cost of living and everything else, how's it going to go down? And I think last year's procession just blew all of that hearsay out the water and then some, really, didn't it? It was an absolutely cracking year, and we really had a great selection of carts on the road.
I know we had a couple of years building up for after COVID,
yeah.
And then everybody thought, well, we're going to really have to hit the bar hard this year, and they certainly did it, and better, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, across all the classes, really. I mean, the walkers just continue to blossom year on year with just the level of what they're doing. You know, they've all got music with them now, and, you know, it really does enhance the parade.
It does, and also it gives us a good excuse to play extra carnival music as well, doesn't it, on our shows?
It does. It increases the gene pool. It's fantastic.
So, tell us a little bit regarding... we did Bridgewater Carnival together, us, Tone FM, and also Sedgemore FM. We went walking around the streets and geeing up the crowds.
Do we want to tell the full gory story?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Well, we had our advertising trolleyette for Bridgewater Carnival with Tone FM and Sedgemore FM tagging along. And how we spent the first part of the procession was going down Bath Road at about half a mile an hour, going... Sorry, there's been a little bit of a delay. The carnival is following us behind. Please stay where you are, because a carnival club that shall remain nameless, British flag, had a little bit of difficulty on the start line. Fortunately, though, the team at Frost Rescue were there to save the day and get them
all right, away. Selfless bloke, yeah, all right, okay. Speaking of British flag, shall we take you back in time?
Oh, go on then.
Hi, I'm Sophie. We're listening to Tone FM with Jess Strawbridge on Carnival Hour.
It's always great when you get another radio presenter in the studio because you tend to have a little bit of a debate regarding certain tracks. Now, I know that the Dolphins use that, and also on my file here we have Watchville Carnival Club. Now, Bill's not 100% sure that Watchville actually used it.
As your independent fact checker, I'm not totally sold on that one.
The scary thing is that I actually got that piece of music from you.
I know.
And you titled it.
More than likely. I can't be held responsible for my own quality control.
I'll tell you what, we'll just blame Shelley Ford because she always gets involved in the carnival labelling as well.
She certainly does, but where would we be without her?
Well, we'd probably have the wrong versions if it weren't for her. She loves grabbing hold of a certain version. Yeah, now, Shelley, that's not the version that was used on the car.
But I mean, amazingly, I mean, this is something probably worth mentioning. This is the extent that we go to try and harvest and archive as much carnival music as possible. But Shelley's been the only person that still had a lot of this stuff on cassette tape, and we've been able to restore it and get it back out there until your ears bleed.
I know. And some people say, well, why do you like playing carnival music? Well, we do because it's just fun and it gets you in a good mood a lot of the time, doesn't it, Bill?
Of course it does. It's, you know, for the, it's a celebration at the end of the day, any carnival procession is. And it's always a happy time of year, and it's always, a great time of year for everyone getting together and socialising. And why don't you want to live that 52 weeks of the year? We do.
We have to, don't we?
We do. We don't really have a choice, do we?
No. But you have to do 2 hours on a Wednesday, where I do an hour on a Sunday.
Well, I don't have to do 2 hours, but it's nice to do 2 hours, particularly in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be doing something that I've never attempted before because I've got the longer slot, as it happens. Here's a bit of a shameless plug for you.
Go on.
Well, this coming Wednesday, we've got a normal show, but the following 2 weeks, which is the end of April, the beginning of May, it's going to be sort of a 4-hour, 2-part bumper show where, for the first time, I'm actually going to count down the top 50 carnival tracks of all time.
Are you going to have the old pick of the pops in the background?
Oh, I couldn't possibly divulge that. I tell you what, though, because obviously I love a good spreadsheet and number crunching, who's used what and when and all that nonsense. But you would be amazed when you listen to the show what songs actually haven't made that list. Some real carnival classics that haven't made the top 50.
So where did you collate this top 50 from?
From my own spreadsheet. We might have just picked holes in the last couple of minutes, but we won't go there.
Okay.
But that was a list that was done about 10 years ago when we started doing the Carnival Music Archive. And we can sort of swap it around to show how many times a song has been used. Every single song in the chart that we're going to play is going to be on more than six carts to make the list. And I think our top spot's been used on over 20. So lots to listen out
for. Okay, so you've done it as in used on certain entries where on the first year that I started the show, I did a countdown where all the carnival people did a vote.
Oh, yeah,
For their
favourite.
I think I did top 20 back then. Yeah. And it was really good. I might actually do that in a couple of weeks' time. So sit tight for that. It'll probably be over a bank holiday when I go on holiday or something.
But I mean, no, how I've worked it out is like how many times the song's been used. And then if there's a couple on level pegging, quite simply, the one that was used the more recent is the one that's higher up the chart. So it's a really interesting list. It's going to be a great 4 hours of music, but it is surprising the carnival classics that don't make it.
All right, okay.
I'm tempting you now, aren't I?
Yeah, I know. I'll have to listen to it again on Mixcloud because I always seem to be busy on a Wednesday night.
Well, you can listen to it on 104.2 Sedgemoor FM on Wednesday evenings, or you can catch up on Mixcloud.com by searching for Bill Bevan. Is that a good enough plug?
Yeah, of course it is.
Thank you.
Also need to say hello to the Gemini Carnival Club because they tend to listen to this show on Listen Again down at their shed on a Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night they listen to you live. So I feel that, you know, as I'm an ex-Gemini member, I feel that they're a bit of traitors to me. They're not listening to me live.
Well, there you go. You can't have it all, can you? But interestingly enough, Gemini, on my show last week, or this week even, I was actually talking to a lady who was in the other Gemini Carnival Club.
Which I didn't actually realise there was another Gemini Carnival Club.
Yes, there was, yeah. Down our neck of the woods, towards Burnham-on-Sea, there were two local clubs that merged together in the early 80s and became Gemini. There you go.
Yeah. Well, shall we have some more music?
Oh, go on then.
Oh, those Russian
tune.
This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge.
the art of me story. Their tension and none of your lip. For I brought you five lads and their daddy. And tendant I built yours a ship.
It was used by the Gremlins Carnival Club on Bruno's Shipyard. It is a Carnival Hour here on Tone FM with myself, Jeff Strawbridge, and my guest tonight, which is Bill Bevan from Sedgemoor FM.
Hello.
Hi, Nat. And we have an extra couple of people that have just come into the studio because they were in Taunton. And I said, why don't you just pop on in? So we've got Matty Hooper and his dad in the studio with us at the moment. So, Bill, you've actually met Matty before at Carnival, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. How could you not? He's
exactly.
Everywhere.
He is a celebrity, so I felt it was only right that he just popped in and just said hi. And also, he's got his Tone FM hoodie on, which is lovely to see as well.
Nice to see he's representing.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
We're too poor for merch in Bridgewater, sadly.
We're going to have a quick chat to Matty, and whilst we are, I'm going to play you a track from Yaz, used by Springfield Carnival Club.
Thank you.
Yes, and the plastic population, and the only way is up used by the Springfield Carnival Club on what entry bill?
Snakes and ladders.
Saddo. See, you've got something to tell us regarding Bridgewater Carnival, because you're quite heavily involved with Bridgewater,
yes,
aren't you?
Well, yes, obviously all starting to heat up now, and the next thing in the pipeline is for the Carnival concerts, and that is the front of curtain auditions. So any budding talent out there that fancies 2 weeks on the stage in October, the audition applications close on the 10th of May, and then the auditions are at Bridgewater Town Hall on the 21st.
Right, okie dokie. And how can people get in contact to actually apply for that?
They can go to the website at bridgewatercarnival.org.uk, or they can email Anne Middleton at inquiries@bridgewatercarnival.co.uk, or they can pop in and see Chris Hocking in the Carnival Centre Monday to Friday during the mornings.
Well done, you passed the test. Carnival Rewind, we need to give out the answer to that. But Bill, did you know what the answer was?
I did.
Yeah, what was the answer for what we wanted today?
It was a piece of carnival music that was last used, believe it or not, in 1995. Quite a long time ago now, by the Limekiln Carnival Club, and that was Don Juan by Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
Spot on. We had correct answers in from Matty Hooper, that's in the studio with us at the moment. Also, Kay Bond, the Newbury family, but in third place tonight was Lisa Capper. Second place was Mark Miles, and in first place tonight was Henry. We'll play that piece of music from Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
Well done.
It was the answer to your Carnival Rewind this week. Don Juan by Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
Beautifully, beautifully done there.
I do try.
Taunton Taunton's 107.8
Tone FM.
If you're looking for a perfect venue for a conference, a product launch, or AGM, the Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster can cater for up to 250 delegates, and being 15 minutes from the M5 makes us very accessible. In addition to 5 fully equipped conference rooms, our 24 ensuite rooms and quality catering means we are able to offer the full package. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Hi, I'm Ben from Bubble Sea, and this is all the carnival music you love from only Tone FM.
Take time for your pleasure and laugh with love. Take the hand of another and sing for the wings of a dove.
Bill likes to call it a carnival oddity for you. Madness and Wings of a Dove, used by who, Bill?
By the late, great Windwhistle Carnival Club from Weston-super-Mare back in 1986, I think it was.
And I thought I was sad.
I should get out more, I know.
Most people say that about us carnival people, don't they?
Yeah, well, they're just jealous. We're awesome.
Now, Gremlins, have they got any fundraising coming up?
Yes, we have. It's not something we do a huge amount of in Bridgewater itself, but we do have an event coming up next Friday, the 19th. We're hosting a sensational night of drag at Bar 27 in Bridgewater, our home pub, of course.
Okay, also the Misfits Carnival Club, they're looking for new members and they have a bingo on the 20th of April. Doors open at 6:30, eyes down at 7:30 at the Ilminster Bowling Club. If you'd like to go along to that, you can follow them via their Facebook page, or if you'd like to join the Misfits Carnival Club, you can contact them at themisfitscarnivalclub@gmail.com. And also, 1+1, they have a bike gathering which is now back on Sunday the 28th of April at 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock at Donyet, and that's at Night Switch Gear. Food and refreshments will be available. Well, Bill, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always nice to pop in, and I'm sure that I'll return the favour very soon, and it's just nice to catch up, isn't it?
It is. It's nice to have a bit of a chat about carnival, and that's what we're all about here.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your company tonight. I'm going to leave you in the company of Patch Jobson with the That's Entertainment. That's coming up shortly. I'm going to leave you with one that was used by the Renegades Carnival Club. Thanks so much for listening. I'll speak to you next week at 6 o'clock. and 80s Heaven, 9 till 10 weekdays. See ya.
Yo!
Hey, come on in to go.
Do you hide my lava come on in?
Just to let you know, we have the brand new president of Bridgewater Committee coming on the show next week.
Manino!
The Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge was brought to you in partnership with the Shrubbery Hotel Ilminster. With 24 bedrooms, dedicated meeting rooms, restaurants and ballroom, we are the perfect venue to host your next event, large or small, including weddings, celebrations and conferences. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.